furniture and awards, Sarah would stay breathing. "Who's Cleo?" Sarah whispered as she took the purse from him and held it close to her chest. "Arranged marriage. Trust me, it doesn't mean anything," he told her. He could smell her, the cologne she dumped on her skin, not quite hiding the acrid fear wafting off her skin. "I'll call you tomorrow." He kept an eye on his father, but put down a hand to help her to her feet. "No, he will not," Nikolai yelled, kicking at the scattered books so they sailed through the air. "My son will not have associations with any human scum." Sarah leaned away from Orson's hand and used the wall to haul herself to her feet. "I'm sorry, Orson, you've been great, but I really don't have time to deal with..." She looked between him and his father. "All of this." Orson nodded, keeping his face carefully still. He hadn't loved her, but her rejection still stung. He'd made her come 3 times. Surely she wasn't going to give up on him that fast. Sarah scrambled to her feet, clutching her purse in front of her. Apparently she really is going to give up that fast. He nodded that he'd understood her and turned back to his father. He focused on the feeling of the sheet soft. His keen shifter hearing heard her car door slam, followed by the loud revving of an engine, fading as it sped down his long driveway. Orson focused on his slow, even breathing until he heard her car disappear down his private road through the woods. Then he let go. His inner bear exploded out of him, filling him up and transforming him into a giant grizzly, his massive furred head brushing against the wooden rafters of his 10-foot-tall ceiling. In one breath, Orson felt right for the first time in hours. His human and bear selves melded into his true form of muscle, claws, and jaws. He roared and the walls shook, paintings and mirrors smashing to the floor around him. "You're weak, boy," Nikolai growled as he shifted to his full bear shape, his head coming up to Orson's shoulder. His lengthened jaw distorted his voice into a low growl, but his words and disdain were clear. "I'd already defeated the Alpha by the time I was your age, and what have you done? Played on your computer?" "I provided for our clan," Orson roared. His alpha instincts pushed him to prove to his father he deserved respect. Only his father would see developing software worth billions of dollars as disgraceful. In his bare form, it was harder to fight his instincts to challenge his father for dominance. "He's the Alpha," he repeated over and over. "It's my duty to respect the Alpha." "And what will your money matter if your actions bring dishonor to our clan and my name? You were fucking a human, Orson. A filthy human." Orson forced himself back onto all fours, bowing his head. He wanted to point out that fucking a human didn't disrespect his clan. Bear clans were too few and too scattered to follow the old ways of only mating with other bear shifters. Only the handful of remaining old-world-minded alphas like his father clung to that narrow way of life. Long ago, forged truces ended the wars between the clans and put a stop to the ancient tradition of violent challenges for rank. Nikolai's world was gone before Orson was even born. The old rivalries were still there, of course. Ancient feuds didn't just disappear, but they now played out in the most powerful symbol of the modern age: money. Any other alpha leader would have been proud of Orson's achievements, selling his software and making billions of dollars for the clan's accounts. He'd proven to his people that he could provide for them in a way that brought power and honor. How had his father reacted when he made his first billion? Ridiculed him for not having enough scars. Orson clenched his jaw and concentrated on shifting, making his form shrink back down to his human size. His inner bear roared and fought, but Orson forced it down. As much as his father frustrated him,